You kids go to school for a long time, and mostly it's fun, right? But it isn't always fun. Keeping up with schoolwork can be hard enough, but when it's coupled with being singled out for being a little different in some way, then school can be really hard. It can be a drag. Maybe one of you has a physical disability. Maybe one of you has an accent, dresses differently, is too smart, not smart enough. It's hard to talk about how that stuff feels. And this year, I wanted to talk with you about just that. Let's start with writing about it, I thought, since talking about it is hard. And some teachers from the Missoula Writing Collaborative and their classes graciously agreed to participate in a poetry writing session about topics like isolation, bullying, and separateness. Poet and teacher Cheryl Nothe explained why poetry works to get kids talking about important issues.
All kids have problems. Everybody's got problems. But we're so isolated from each other, we don't talk about it or acknowledge it. I think that poetry can provide hope. Sometimes I will tell them that in fifth grade I had chipped teeth and I didn't have the right clothing and I used to feel that I was less than zero, that I was a loser, that I wasn't good enough, that I didn't fit in, that I didn't belong. And then I ask them to raise their hand if they've ever felt that way. And every time, every hand goes up. And I think it's the first time they've acknowledged that we all feel less than and outside of. So poetry is speaking the unspeakable. Kids get to talk about all the details of their life, which is rich with detail. So you really let them tell their truth and let them know who they are by telling it. Give them a sense of self, and that they are to be respected and what they think matters. And let them know that we are connected. We are blood and light.
So now, let's hear from the kids. And in case you think it's easy to read a very personal poem out loud, I'm starting with a poem about fear, so you'll know not only what good poets these kids are, but how brave they are.
My name is Audrey, and I'm 10 years old. My poem is called Reading Aloud. The first day reading aloud was possibly one of the most spine-tingling, thrilling, and mind-blowing days of my life. As I jotted down my first poem, Peaceful, I was afraid I would get judged, stared at, and worst of all, the dead silence of oddness. I heard my name being chanted. I got up, shaky hands and roaring mind. I read aloud, but the opposite happened. They applauded. My courage built. I feel a weight coming off my shoulders. The next time I read, I feel that I'm ready.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you can make you feel so small. But I see your true colors shine. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
My name is Kaylani, and I'm 9, and my poem is called Isolation. So, being bullied makes me feel like I'm the farthest, most smallest planet in the universe. Being cold, scared, and alone. The bully is the sun that can reach me and pushes me farther than being me. That's bullying to me.
My name is Josie, and I'm 10 years old. I see arguing, gossiping, whispering, unfriendliness on the playground. Children left behind, lonely, and people teasing them, following them and whispering to other people about them. They're left alone in the dark. Other friends, knowing what happened, try to comfort, but the child is afraid and scared and their light is low. Me standing by, listening, I walk a little closer. I stop. I'm worried. I'm scared. I'm frozen with fear. The bully is 10 times bigger than me. My light bulb turns on. I'll go get someone.
My name is Oliver. I am 9 years old. The title of my poem is Potential. Squish squash, there goes my personality. What are you doing, Oliver, being the weirdo like you always were? I blush and feel paralyzed. Leave me alone. Why do I let him bother me? Why isn't anyone helping me? Why won't you just leave me alone? I'll leave you alone for today. I'll see you tomorrow. It's going to be a long time before he sees his true potential, friendship, and kindness.
My name is Max. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 10 years old. And this is my poem, Me and My Dad. Me and my dad, going fishing. We never caught anything, but it was still me and my dad. Me and my dad, playing checkers. I always won, he always lost, but it was still me and my dad. Me and my dad, playing baseball. He always won, I always lost, but it was still me and my dad. Me and my dad, laughing and crying, but it was still me and my dad. It was still me and my dad.
Hello, my name is Kasdan. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 10 years old, and my poem is called Help. I stand in the middle of the forest. Green, great oaks surround me, looking upon my lost face. I am scared. My hands tremble as the onlooker's appearance has summoned an earthquake, but is just for me. There is no help for hundreds of miles. It is as if the slightest of idea of fate has brought me into a vortex of anticlimactic occurrences. I am scared and isolated.
My name is Caden, and I'm in fourth grade and I'm 9 years old. The light gone out. One day I was playing football when I was called a midget, and I was getting pushed down by the same person. So my light went out, and I was sad. But my friend Holter turned my light back on. Then he said, sorry, I was happy.
My name is Ava. I'm in fourth grade. Have you ever felt like you're not good enough? Well, I do every day. Every day after school, my friends laugh at me because she doesn't think I'm good enough for her. She calls me fat and ugly. I try standing up for myself, but I just get in trouble and pushed around. She also tells me I'm not pretty because she can see the veins on my face. I realized that's her life and not mine.
Okay, come on up. These two share a story. One was bullied, one stepped in. Wow. So the one that was bullied is going to start.
Okay.
My name is Hannah. I'm 9 years old, and my poem's called Bullying. In first and second grade, I got bullied. All of a sudden, my light switch just went out. Dark, scared, worried. Good thing my best friend was there. She hugged me and told me it was okay. And she said it very caring and nice. She took me away and made my light shine even brighter.
My name is Lucy and I'm 9 years old. One time a few years ago, my best friend got bullied. I was afraid to tell because I thought it might happen to me. So I watched for a while, but then it got worse. I decided to tell. It was the right thing to do because she is not getting bullied anymore. After I told, I felt so much better because my friend isn't getting bullied anymore. It makes me feel better.
Thank you.
And this guy is our classroom cheerleader.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How does that work?
When somebody does a good job, I just cheer.
Really loud, like he's in a sports stadium. And then everybody gets excited. Okay, brother.
My name is Montes. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 9 years old, and this poem is called Off. I see a person's bright light shining, And all of a sudden, boom, off goes the light, off goes the power. It's amazing how one person can change the light. No, the bully arrives.
Is there another one?
Yeah, powerful. Oh, hey, there's that plump kid. Want to go dancing? Har, har, har. Yes, I'm powerful now. That kid can't do anything about it. But inside, I'm frightened, and I say that I'm not.
My name is Troy, and I'm 10 years old. Watching. When I'm watching, I feel isolated, scared, helpless. People are threatening, fighting, until something happens. People are saying, leave each other alone, let's just play, watching. Don't tell. I don't want to talk. I'm scared, and I don't want it to get worse. Just leave it alone, and it'll be fine. Don't tell. I'm scared.
Good job. Aren't these kids amazing writers? We've been listening to students in a fourth grade class in Missoula, Montana, sharing their poems about bullies, being bullied, and being a bystander while someone else is bullied. The honesty and insight of these kids is evidence that unkind behavior occurs in their young lives, and figuring out how to respond to it is often difficult. Let's listen to a song and then move on to hear more from this talented group of students.
How was school today?
Well, some kids were making fun of this other kid and he ended up crying.
I hate that. Some kids at my school make fun of others too.
I know kids like that too.
At my school too.
I guess we've all experienced someone making fun of someone else. But that's not really fun, is it?
No.
So you know what the difference is between making fun and making real fun.
We sure do.
Tyron is a boy who's soft and kind. His face is round, it's not like mine. Though he's got big legs, so the kids make fun. But that kind of making fun's not fun.
Suki is a girl from overseas. Though her eyes are different, she's a lot like me. But she's exceptionally smart, so the kids make fun. But that kind of making fun's not fun.
No, let's make fun. Let's make fun, let's make believe. Let's sing and run, because fun is happy. It's not fun when you hurt someone.
My friend got made fun of just last week.
Yesterday, kids in my class were teasing this one girl.
Maria is a girl, she keeps to herself. Her clothes are from the thrift store shelf. They're not brand names, so the kids make fun. But that kind of making fun's not fun.
Billy is a boy, he's a little bit slow. He can't catch a ball, and he can't throw. He just likes to dream, so the kids make fun. But that kind of making fun's not fun.
No, let's make fun, let's make fun, let's make believe. Let's sing and run, because fun is happy. It's not fun when you hurt someone.
But not at anyone. Words are not as harmless as they seem.
They should change those words to making memes.
Why don't we make some fun?
Cool.
Those kids over there look like they're having a ball. Here, everyone, grab an instrument.
Is a girl, Elias is a boy. They know people's feelings are not like toys. They bring out the best when they make fun. Now that kind of making fun's
big fun, yeah!
Let's make fun, let's make fun, let's make believe. Let's sing and run, because fun is happy. It's not fun when you hurt someone. Let's make fun, let's make fun.
Hi, my name is Peyton, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 10 years old. The title of my poem is Hero. Afraid, angry, sad. Those are the symptoms of being a bystander. You're scared. You don't know what to do. Do I want to interrupt this fight or not? Now he's punching and hitting her. Okay, this has gone far enough. You walk in there, interrupt the fight, and drag them away. Now you feel like a hero.
Very good.
My name is Wesley. I'm in fourth grade and I'm 10 years old, and my poem's called The Bystander. You see your friend being bullied. You feel like your bravery has sunk down to the bottom of your feet. You feel like your sun has been pulled inside a dark cloud, but it does not matter to you. He is your friend, you tell yourself. You'll stand up for him, and your sun may come back.
You are the best audience I've ever had.
Right. And the best poets. Aren't they great? Yes.
My name is Mohsen, and I'm 10 years old, and my poem is called Bullying. Bullying is bad. Bullying is worse than a bully. It is harmful. It makes everybody alone, like in a very dark room under the bed, scared. There is nobody with them, just alone. My next one is called The Day. The day when I got bullied, it changed my life. The day when my brother helped me, it changed me. I just have a word for bullying. It's horrible.
My name is Grady. I'm 10 years old, and my name in my poem is From the Inside. Fear, confusion, isolated, weird, emotional. Watching my friends get bullied, it's one of the worst feelings in the whole entire world. My whole life. Being a bystander. I need to change something. It's a big something. Ow! The light went out. Bam! Punch! Kicked! Help me! This is my chance to stick up for my best friend. Help me! Help me! I'm coming! I've run up. Grab him. Yank my friend out of the situation. That is who I am. No longer a bystander from today on. I think I made the right choice. The light is as bright as the sun now.
My name is Brady. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 9, and I have a wonderful teacher. This poem is called How I Feel When I'm the Bully. Once upon a time, there was this little boy who was in fifth grade. He loved his mom and dad, but one day they got into a fight. They got a divorce. I was furious. I said, "Stop fighting." The first day of school, he bullied everyone. He felt bad in the inside. He was sad. Just the feeling that you get looked at every second. He felt power. He took power out of other kids.
My name is Jasmine. I'm 10 years old. You look ugly, someone says to you. Then you feel ugly. And you will write mean things to yourself. You try everything you can to make yourself fit in. You worry about what other people say or think about you. But you know that you're beautiful.
What about the second part?
You hear someone say you look ugly to someone else. You see someone write mean things to herself. You see her trying to fit in. You see her get worried when other people are around. But you know she's beautiful.
What a class.
I know. This class, I'd like to live here. I'd like to move in under the desks.
Yeah, or maybe on top of them.
Well, they got it right.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'll just crawl around like the dog.
What? Yeah.
Okay. My name is Hadley, and I'm 9 years old, and it's called Getting Bullied. People say you dress weird. Then I don't feel so good and take it out on my family. The next day, they say the same thing again, and then I would be quiet for the rest of the day. In my mind, I think I do just weird, but I like weird, and I don't listen to her anymore.
Hello, my name is Peyton, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 10 years old. This is the title of my poem, Blow a Fuse. You feel an angry hand push on your shoulder blade and shove you to the ground. Everyone is staring at you, and only you. Everyone is being passive, doing nothing to help your cause. The bully threatens to hurt you. Your color is fading. Your light has gone out. You blew a fuse. You tell the principal. She comes on the bus with you and stops him. The next day, oh no, here he comes again, and he does not look happy.
Here comes Liam. All right. Happy to have him.
Hello, my name is Liam. I am 9 years old, and my poem is called The Bystander. As a bystander, I feel angry but scared. I want to help, but I'm scared he'll bully me next. I want to tell, but I'm afraid that he'll try and stop me. If I try to take care of him, he'll take care of me instead. So I just try and help. But I can't let my friend be bullied. So I say, stop. Stop it right now. And I feel like a hero.
Very good.
Hi, my name is Bryson, and I am 9 years old. My poem is called Funny. Funny is my dog who chases his tail. You can hear the snap, snap, snap of his sharp teeth. He is so determined, he sometimes catches it. Every time I look at it, it looks shorter than before.
That is funny. This is for everybody.
Thanks. You all are so spectacular!
Finally, the kids and grown-ups are allowed to applaud and cheer. That's a regular occurrence in this joyful class. The kids put their hearts in their writings and get positive feedback. Bryson added a touch of humor, but the topic this time was bullying, a difficult subject to talk about. Bullying may have a legal definition, but pushing, calling names, teasing until it isn't fun anymore are all unacceptable behaviors. On the bus, in the bathroom, on the playground, or even at home, unkindness will ruin a child's day. Adults in charge need to stay aware, set a good example, and intervene to stop unsafe behavior. Kids can speak up, reach out, and be a friend. Thanks to this fourth grade class, their teacher Sharon Jones, and poet Cheryl Nothe for making this reading possible. I hope we'll all get to hear the wonderful poems these kids write when they're in the fifth grade.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, oh, I realize. It's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you can make you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Show me a smile then. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all that you can bear, call me up, because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining you. So go away. I see your true colors. I know it's hard to do, and I see who you are. Inside. I know it's hard to do, but I see who you are. I believe in you. Your true colors are shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
I believe in you.